Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ding. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. I-235 southbound, there's a delay heading onto K-96 east with a backup to 37th Street. Give yourself a few extra minutes. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Sunny, breezy, and warm today. A high of 77, south winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Continued breezy tonight with a few clouds, overnight low 53. It's a carbon copy forecast on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, high 78. 75 on Wednesday. Storms arrive on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
You know, I'm watching the game, and I found myself rooting for South Carolina because of the way they played. They were playing great. They were playing hard. But if UConn won and continued to win, you know, and then matched up with UCLA, I would have been fine with that. But once again, I'm rooting for the story. And I thought Dawn Staley's team put on a defensive clinic. This is where you have a team that is not in tight games the entire year. They're probably not roughed up the entire year. They're not pushed. Nobody ripped anybody's jersey. That was Sarah Strong, who did that to herself. But Gino, when he did that interview with Holly Rowe, I go, oh, he knows he's in trouble. And I thought, South Carolina's going to win this game.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes, and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Jim Rome Show.
Michigan's 69-63 win over UConn. There's still plenty of noise about how the Wolverines bought that title. Somehow cheated. Now, Michigan's football team may have cheated to win their natty, not the basketball team. You don't have to like the men of Michigan, but you do have to respect them.
Jim Rome, afternoons at 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. Get out to Crestview, check out the 36 holes of golf, the great facilities, the great restaurant. It's all there for you. Pool will be opening in about a month. I contend it's the best pool in town. It's a great spot for the family. Go find out why. Go to Crestview, give them a call. Take a tour. Tell them we sent you from Sports Daily. Been out there a few years now. No regrets. Love it out there, Crestview.
Jacob, I was going to save this for headlines, but since you're talking about Crestview, I'm going to give it to you now.
Okay.
Dylan Schmidt, our guy from Andale.
Uh-huh.
You aware of his son?
Yes.
The golfer?
World-class golfer.
Graham Schmidt, the golfer. Just played in a tournament at Crestview on the South Course.
Let me guess what he shot. I'm going to guess 68.
Second place, I'll give you this. Second place finished with a 5 over 77 on the South Course. Graham Schmidt won on the South Course with a 64. No bogeys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 birdies and an eagle.
How old?
I think he's 11 now.
Yeah, not in high school.
Yeah.
This is a big story.
It's so insane.
Down the road. For those that don't know, you're talking about one of the best golfers of his age in the country, in the world, is up in Andale. The best round I've ever shot on the South Course, I believe, is an 89.
Yeah. I wonder what... This is the thing, too. People are like...
Go out there and beat me by 24 strokes.
People are like, oh, well, he's not playing the true tee. So I'm like, I could start 100 yards away and I wouldn't shoot a 64.
You can start me on the handicap tees.
You could probably start... Yeah, that's a thing. You could probably start me on the green and he'd be giving me contention.
Or the golds. What are they called? They're not called the handicap tees. The senior tees. Sorry. Yeah. Handicap. Senior tees. Maybe my folks have been in town and they have a handicap parking. Nice. Placard. I think that's what was on my mind there. The gold tees.
Anyways, it's insane.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
I mean, he's literally talk about prodigies.
He's there. He was famous. Did he end up beating? I think he beat Charlie Woods, Tiger Woods' kid.
No. You're thinking that backwards. That's London, Esterline.
Oh, that's right.
Charlie's a high schooler.
Charlie. Yep.
But yes, London Esterline's also from Wichita. He beat Charlie Woods. Yes.
But when we're talking about this kid out of Andale, it's like he is winning tournaments at the level of like there's nobody better that he's playing against. Hey, Royals fans, at least you're not a Mets fan. There's
at least the Royals. At least the Royals are bad and cheap, not bad and expensive like the Mets.
Mets have lost 11 in a row. Rodney, our buddy, Rodney Price. Co-worker Rodney over at KWCH and here on the Odyssey family of radio stations says it's his fault that the Royals are struggling. He went ahead and bought the 1 year MLB subscription instead of going month to month, alluding to the fact that you're locked in now. I'm Sucker. With you, Rod. Like Sucker. I did the same thing. They got me for the whole year. I got to watch this all year. If this continues, I'm stuck with it. Except I also had to get the Rangers, to be fair, so I could watch any major. I can watch any baseball game. But I had to do the Royals too. I could have done the month to month. Maybe that's the better proposition. Make them earn it a little bit. Of course, you can hear all the games right here on KFH, including tonight's game against the Baltimore Orioles as the Royals try to figure it out. The scary thing of that series is to me, TJ, one of them's going to figure it out in this series probably. Which one's it going to be? Because Baltimore has a little figuring they've got to do themselves. All right, let's talk. We'll talk more about this in the next hour, probably too. NFL draft. I don't know what you're seeing. Seeing the same names still: Bain, Downs. Those are the two that I see more than anybody. I think that this is really interesting because. You've got like now in these mock drafts, I don't know how many of these mocks you look at, but now in the mocks, people project trades out. And it really is all on the table with the Chiefs. Do you think the Chiefs are going to pick at 9 and 29? Let me ask you that.
I did, but did you see the flurry? I had a list of headlines to show you. Did you see the flurry of apparently, there's speculation across the league that the Chiefs are going to try to pick at 3 or 4.
I see they're going to do what I hoped. Man, I hope so.
Cardinals and Chiefs are rumored for a blockbuster draft trade. This is what I saw.
I see. I'm in on this. I am in on this. Go get Reese or Bailey. Go get Reese or Bailey. We talked about this last week. It would be so easy. And honestly, there are two teams I think that we need to watch for this. The Chiefs and the Cowboys both have two first round picks, both desperately need edge rusher, and both are in a position where you could take that old Rams philosophy, right? F them picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're close enough, both teams, that if they hit on a superstar defensive player, especially at pass rusher, it could be the difference for them. And they both have two first-round picks, and you're sitting here, like, I think if you're the Jets or the Cardinals, you're crazy if you don't entertain offers from both of these teams because there are two edge rushers sitting there. And I don't know which one, I said a million times, I'm biased to Bailey because we watch Big 12 football. Reese would be fine with me. But one of those two guys, like if it cost me 9 and 29, because at the end of the day for the Chiefs, for example, you're basically saying you traded McDuffie to be able to go get one of those players.
Yeah.
Okay. They still got another pick out of that deal. Like I'm not as worried about keeping two first round picks, one at 29, where the Chiefs have not had a lot of great luck picking anyway.
It's true.
And say, we're going to go up and we're going to get one of the best players out of this draft. Because I don't know, how much more than that do you think it would really cost? Another second rounder maybe somewhere in a couple of years? I think it's doable, and I have no issue doing it if it's the Chiefs or the Cowboys, quite frankly. I think it makes perfect sense for both franchises. I think it makes perfect sense for either the Jets or the Cardinals to do it. Do it. I told you last week. It's my number one preferred option in this draft is to move up and take one of those two guys.
No, I don't know. What I'm saying is that I feel like I thought they were going to pick at 9 because it felt like a legit spot that they could have ended up with Jordan Tyson. Jordan Tyson doesn't sound like he's making it to 9 anymore. Jordan Tyson,
he may move up if his. I don't know. How did that workout go?
Good. Everybody seems like they loved him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That may be part of it too. Maybe the Chiefs were like, well, we can sit tight and we'll take him at 9. They'll be fine. And then now it's just like, well, if we're not going to get him and we may not get Bain either, like, let's just go get the guy we want. We'll just go crazy. So I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they're not going to pick at 9 and 29. So, but I'm fine. What about moving back?
No, I probably don't like that. I think you gotta. I mean, again, you never get to pick at 9. You'd really have to not like the players. But if we're sitting in a world where you've got, let's say, it's some collection of Delane, Bain, Downs, Tate. I guess you'd have to mix in there as somebody. Whichever offensive tackle you have, I think you make the pick at that point. You make the pick. I mean, you've got to come out of this thing. Like, you had to suck to get pick 9. I don't think you're one, like, trade down? I don't know. I mean, look, if they don't like any of the players, it might be the smart thing, but it's going to be one of those where we leave the draft and we're all just like, damn, that kind of is disappointing. Right? They don't get this chance. That doesn't mean it's the right or wrong decision. I just feel like they got to like one of these guys. I mean, if Caleb Downs is there, you just take Caleb Downs. We've talked about that. If it's him. If your consolation prize is Jordan Tyson and a flyer on a guy to replace Rashi Rice next year, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If your consolation prize is a right tackle that you really like and now your bookends and your entire offensive line is set for the next 2-3 years, I don't have a problem with that. If it's Mansoor Delane, who is the best... Those are all fine. I think moving back, if it's moving back of any significance, is going to feel like, well, what did we suck for? So we could collect a bunch of picks in a draft that nobody really likes anyway? No, I'd rather them see them go the other direction and get hyper-aggressive. Todd McShay is, of course, the old ESPN guy. I guess he has a draft show. I don't know if this is in your headlines or not. But he is agreeing that Cardinals Chiefs are a thing, but to the point that, like, he's calling Arizona desperate to get out of 3. He also says Arvell Reese is a lock at 2. So this would be a move for Bailey. Then if he's correct, the Jets would go Reese at 2. And then at 3, it would be Bailey. If I'm the Cardinals, I'm on the phone right now with the Chiefs. I'm on the phone with the Cowboys. And we start with your two first round picks. And then we go from there. It's gotta be. I think the Cardinals are probably correct here. I think they could get it. Here's the interesting part, though. A couple more things, since I'm just reading this. This is according to a Cardinals blogger that is citing McShay. Okay, he says if there isn't a trade, he thinks they'll take Jeremiah Love there. And he also says they want Ty Simpson. So that's probably where you see some of that move back. Because they know they could get Ty Simpson. But you've got the valuable chip there. I think there are two players. you know, Fernando Mendoza, you got to kind of put to the side, right? He's his own separate thing. There are two players that pretty universally everybody's in on, and it's Rhys and Bailey. And if you're the Cardinals, you've got a chance at, you know, you got a chance to capitalize on that here. And again, like, go do it. If you're the Chiefs, go get, you've got a chance to go get the best player in the draft, right? You've got a chance to go get the best player in this draft. I don't think there's a lot of people that are calling Fernando Mendoza the best player in the draft.
It's love.
Love, Bounds, Styles, Rhys. I'm looking at somebody on ESPN. Jordan Reed. Let's go to the ESPN consensus rankings. So this takes all their draft analysts. They have Love 1. They have Rhys 3. They have Bailey 6. Who is the outlier that would fall down that gets a high rank? I guess it's Tyson or Tate. I don't know, man. I'd move up. That's me. I'm moving up. I'm moving up, and I'm taking the pass rusher. That's what I'm doing because the Chiefs need it. It's the hardest thing in the NFL to get. It's become the most expensive position in football outside of quarterback. If I've got a chance to move up and go get one of those guys and you watch their tape and think they're transcendent talents, I do it. That's the move to me for the Chiefs. Now, if the Cardinals say it's going to take both of those firsts and a first next year and a second, then you say go fly a kite, right? It's all about the price. But I, like, if you're the Cardinals, you can get two firsts, and it
I'm say also, I'm kind of surprised. Are you surprised that the Cardinals want to move out of three?
Yeah. No, not really.
I guess they probably need two firsts more than they need it.
Yeah, they don't like the quarterbacks there. If they like Ty Simpson, if they think they can get him later, no, it doesn't surprise me. Think you can take Ty Simpson with your second first-round pick at that point, so you can get a good player and your quarterback. So I think it makes a ton of sense why they would want to. And it makes a ton of sense why the Chiefs would be the obvious fit, because they have two firsts. All right, we'll come back. One more draft talk in the next hour. Don't go away. Headlines I missed.
This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita. K248CY, Wichita. KNSS HD2, Clearwater. And Odyssey Sports Station.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.